This week we have a very charming story about a young man who falls in love at first sight with an older woman. It's not at all surprising, for the glamorous screen actress who plays the role has long been admired by the male portion of America. You'll remember her, I'm sure, in many, many pictures, among them such favorites of all times as My Man Godfrey, Mad About Music, Claudia and David, and My Favorite Wife. One of my very favorite actresses, Charming Gail Patrick.
I feel as though there should be a blare of trumpets after that introduction, Liz, but I must admit I liked it.
Well, it's true, Gail. I've enjoyed seeing you in a great many pictures, and I've never seen a hair out of place or a bad performance.
Couldn't we just go on talking about me for a whole half hour and skip the play? I tell you, I like it.
There you go now. We'll talk again for a minute, Gail, right after the play. So meet me here after the final curtain. The curtain is up, and here is the play. It was a golden day in the autumn of the year when young Miss Daphne Pennington turned down Cedar Lane looking for number 249. In the middle of the block, she found the comfortable-looking white dwelling and walked through the pretty white gate of the fence surrounding its yard. Halfway up the front walk, a missile straight from heaven, apparently, knocked askew the jaunty brown feather on her smart green hat, causing Miss Pennington to exclaim,
"For goodness sake!"
And a voice somewhere in the regions above her head to gasp,
"Jeeper, did it hit you?"
Right on top of the head? What was it? And where are you?
Up above you in the apple tree, see?
Oh, well, hello. Is that the way you always greet callers?
I really didn't mean to hit you with my apple. I just happened to drop it. I'm sorry, honest. Wait a minute, I'll climb down.
What do you have up there? A treehouse?
Yep. There. I'm down. Jeepers, look at that. I tore my school pants. Oh, Nora will skin me.
Oh, you tore them all right. Who's Nora?
She's our housekeeper. She's awful nice about most things, but when I climb trees in my school clothes instead of my jeans, wow. Oh, were you coming to see us?
I was coming to see Professor Peter Downing. Is he us?
Well, Pete's part of us. There's Nora and me. I'm Teddy. And Putty and Brick's the rest of us. We're all adopted.
All adopted?
Uh-huh. Putty's a cat and Brick's a dog. I found him. Pete let me keep him. And Pete adopted me when I was just a little boy. Just because he liked me. Nora liked us both, so we adopted her so she could take care of us.
Well, I think that's a very fine way to become a family.
Oh, so do I. Only lately we've been having a little trouble with Pete.
You have?
We still like us, I guess, but lately seems as though all he has time for is those old ancient Greeks. He's a professor of ancient Greek literature at Bryan College here, you know.
Yes, I do know, and that reminds me. Is Professor Downing in?
No, because this is Tuesday, and he has a 4 o'clock class on Tuesday.
Well, maybe I could wait for him.
Well, sure you could. Maybe you'd like to see my treehouse while you're waiting, would you?
Well, I don't think
I... Only first, I have to change my pants before Nora sees them. I'll be right back. Only be a minute.
I'll wait right here in the swing. This is nice. Oh, this must be Professor Downing coming now. Professor Downing? Professor Downing, I'm Daphne Pennington. I'm sorry to disturb your reading, but your son, Teddy...
What's that? Teddy? Well, I dare say he's around the yard someplace. Be back in a minute, I'm sure. Oh, there now. I've lost my place in the book.
Oh, well, now, isn't that too bad?
Oh, I shouldn't read when I walk anyway. Bad in the eyes, they say. Teddy will be around in a minute, I'm sure. Pardon me?
Well, please, Professor Downing, my name's Daphne.
Oh, the daughter of a very wise father, I'm sure, to have chosen such a lovely name for you. The legend of Daphne's pursuit by Apollo and of her subsequent transformation into a laurel tree is one of my favorite of all the Greek legends, but I don't have time to discuss it now. Pardon me?
Well, of all the... Never in all my life...
Here I am again. Nora didn't even see me. She's baking cookies. Now we can look at my treehouse till Pete comes home.
Pete came home.
Oh, did he? Well, I suppose we'll have to go see him then.
I tried to talk to him when he came up the walk,
but... Uh-oh, that's a bad time. He was reading a book, wasn't he?
He was indeed.
And he talked to you without really looking at you, huh?
And without hearing a word I was saying.
Oh, he's probably in one of his very worst Greek moods.
Greek moods. Just because he's a professor doesn't mean he has to act like an absent-minded Isocrates in front of a visitor, does it?
Socrates, jeepers, are you one, too?
Oh, no. No, I'm not.
Well, no, I mean one of those students of Pete who study this stuff. They're always coming around here. Somehow, you didn't look like one. You're too pretty.
Well, I'm not one. I hate all the ancient Greeks.
Gee, you do? Boy, that's super close. So do I. I think I even hate all the people that study about them. Well, that is except Pete. Oh, he can be such a swell fellow when he forgets about them.
Well, he's obviously not interested in what I came to see him about. So let's take a look at your treehouse.
You mean it? Well, come on, then.
Madam, did you say your name is Pennington?
I beg your pardon?
You did say Pennington, didn't you?
Well, yes, I said Pennington, but it was fully 3 or 4 minutes ago. Did you just hear it?
Probably. He'd like that.
Yes, I just now heard it. I was sitting there in the living room, having just turned the next to the last page of Oedipus Terpus, the book that I was reading on the way home, when I heard you say, Professor Downing, I'm Daphne Pennington. Now, how could I have been so stupid as to walk right past you like that?
Well, I'm sure it was a very interesting book.
Yes, yes, of course, but you must come in. You're Dr. Pennington's daughter, I know. He told me you'd stop by for my old volume on the Greek Attic period for that paper he's preparing. Come in, come in.
Well, thank you. Father does need the book.
Yeah, and you can see my treehouse when you come out, Daphne.
All right, Teddy.
Hug around the kitchen and see if Nora has the cookies baked while I'm waiting for you. Hi, Nora. Cookie done yet? Jeepers, they look good. Hey, guess who came to see Pete?
Well, saints preserve us, Teddy. When are you going to quit slamming yourself into rooms? I nearly dropped this whole sheet of cookies.
Well, you didn't guess who came to see Pete.
Oh, well, it isn't hard to guess who came to see Mr. Peter. He no more than gets home from that college before somebody comes tagging through our front door to talk Greek to him.
Not this time. The lady who came to borrow a book from Pete for her father. She's awful pretty. She doesn't want to stay with him. She wants to see my treehouse.
She does now. Well, then she must be awfully nice.
She is. Besides that, she doesn't like anything about you know who.
Well, the saints be praised. I think I'm going right in there and ask her to stay to dinner. It would be a real pleasure to feed someone who didn't carry on for a whole meal about the old Greeks. you're sure about her now?
I'll say I am. I've been thinking about something. Nora, do you think Pete's old enough to get married?
Old enough? Oh, glory be. The man's going on 33.
Well, is that old enough?
Yes, dearie, I'd say it is.
Well, then, if Pete married Daphne, she'd have to stay here. Maybe that'd help Pete forget his old books for part of the time.
Well, yes. And then there is this, too. If Mr. Pete got married, that would mean that you would have a mother.
Jeepers, that's right. Mm. She probably wouldn't be much trouble as a mother, do you think, Nora?
Well, no. Most mothers aren't much trouble, really, dearie.
You know, I wonder if Daphne ever thought about being a mother. Hmm? She ought to be about through talking to Pete pretty soon. I think I'll go ask her.
Goodbye, Professor Downing, and thanks for the book. I must go find your son now.
Teddy is a fine little fellow. I wish I had more time for him.
He told me how you adopted him just because you liked him.
Yes, his own mother and father were very close friends of mine. They met in a tragic accident when Teddy was an infant. We've had a good life together so far.
It may sound strange to you, but he reminds me of myself at his age.
Oh?
I never knew my mother either. She died when I was 3. And my father was much like you, absorbed in his histories and mythologies. I resented it so much that I grew up to hate the ancient Greeks just like Teddy.
Like Teddy? Why, great Scott, Miss Pennington. I doubt very much that Teddy even knows what my interests are, let alone hating anything about them.
I'm afraid you're wrong there.
Wrong? How?
Well, a boy of 8's extremely aware of what's going on around him. Don't think he doesn't count the hours you spend in this library, because he does.
He does?
And don't think he doesn't know the number of meals he eats where the conversation's monopolized by the ancients.
Miss Pennington.
Oh, I'm sorry. I shouldn't be so outspoken. But I know what it's like. I was 8 once, and very bored and very lonely. I really must go now. Thanks again for the book.
Oh, you're welcome, I'm sure. But, Miss Pennington, I'm really concerned that you think me such a bad parent.
Oh, I don't think you're a bad parent. I just think you're missing a lot of the fun of being a father because of a few stuffy old philosophers who lived thousands of years ago.
Miss Pennington, I like you. I think you understand my problem here with Teddy, and I hope you'll believe me when I say I'm very serious about the unusual request I'm going to make of you.
The unusual request?
Yes, it may sound strange to you, but would you consider becoming Teddy's mother?
Teddy's... Oh.
I'm sorry if I startled you. You dropped the book.
Well, yes, I did, and such a rare old volume on the Greek Attic period. I'm sorry, but you said that...
Excuse me, Pete, but Nora wants to know if Daphne will stay for dinner tonight.
Dinner tonight?
Nora's an awful good cook. Besides, I'd like to have a chance to talk to you.
Oh, of course, about the treehouse.
Nope. About if you'd like to be my mother.
Please quit your pacing around and let me pour you a cup of hot milk. Why, it's after 10 o'clock and you've been pacing around here ever since dinner.
Oh, thank you, Nora, but just leave it there. I may have some later.
Oh, are you worrying about the way Miss Daphne left in such a huff before dinner? Teddy was real concerned about her. But I tried to tell him before he come busting in here with his crazy idea that wasn't any subject to be broaching to a strange young lady.
I guess it wasn't all Teddy's fault. I'll get it, Nora.
Oh, yes, sir. Well, if you don't mind, I think I'll be going on up to bed. Good night, Mr. Peter.
Good night. Peter Downing speaking.
Hello, Professor Downing. This is Daphne Pennington.
Oh, Miss Pennington,
Professor Downing, I want to apologize for the way I walked out of your house this evening. I also want Teddy to know that I'm sorry my bad manners kept me from seeing his treehouse.
Oh, Miss Pennington, I feel it's Teddy and I who should apologize.
Not at all, Professor. I'll admit you surprised me with your unusual request, as you called it, but I've been thinking about it for the last 4 hours, and if the offer's still open, I'd like to accept.
You'd like to...
If you both still want me.
Oh, Miss Pennington, I don't know what to say.
I like Teddy very much, and I think that as long as he has a father who buries himself in the glorious past... He deserves a mother who's interested in him. I suppose he's in bed now.
Yes, he is.
Well, you can tell him my decision in the morning, and if he still wants me, he can call me at home, and I'll be over before he goes to school.
Yes, Miss Pennington. Now, what about Nora?
Nora? Well, this has nothing to do with Nora, does it? I won't be coming to take her place.
Oh, no, of course not, but I suppose you and I, we can make some arrangements after you come.
Oh, I'll try not to get in your way, Professor Downing. I'll be expecting to hear from Teddy. Good night, Professor.
But wait a minute. Hadn't we better... Good night, Miss Pennington.
Oh, boy. Whoever stopped talking. Wow.
Oh, come on, Teddy. We have 3 wieners left.
Oh, I can't eat another bite. He should have come along.
I think he would have today, Teddy. If...
Yeah. That student hadn't stopped by.
Yeah.
It always happens. We've been asking him to do things with us for a whole month now, ever since you've been my mother. And oh, well, maybe next time.
Well, anyway, Teddy, Pete doesn't talk as much about his books and studies as he did. We'll just keep at him to come with us until he forgets he's old ancient.
Yeah, I guess. Well, better put the fire out.
Hello over there.
Hey, that's Pete.
Yes.
That's Pete. He's coming to our picnic. Here, over this way, Pete.
Did you tell him we were coming here?
Oh, he knows we always come to Thompson's Grove to build a fire. Hey, Pete.
Yeah, looks like I'm just in time. Got to thinking about you two on this picnic. Until that student who dropped in, I couldn't give him more than 15 minutes. Where are those hot dogs? I'm starving. Is it a good picnic?
It's a very good picnic, Peter. A very good picnic.
How do you do? Is Mrs. Peter Downing in?
Well, there isn't any Mrs. Downing.
So, well, I'm Mrs. Sidney, and my son is a friend of Teddy Downing's.
Well?
Well, I think Professor Downing should know that Teddy is bragging all over the neighborhood that he has a new mother.
And that he has. And bragging he should be. She is very pretty.
But you just said there isn't any Mrs. Downing. I don't understand.
And neither do I. I don't understand what possible concern it is of yours, Mrs. Sidney, and I will be thanking you not to ring this doorbell again. Good afternoon. Snoopy old busybody. You think she'd have more to do than to be done.
Close the door, Nora.
Oh, it was just a prying gossip named Mrs. Sidney.
Mrs. Sidney? Oh, great Scott, why didn't you ask her in?
Ask her in? Well, the saints be praised, Mr. Peter. Well, you should have heard
Nora,
her.
Nora, Mrs. Sidney is the wife of the new head of the ancient language department at the college.
Oh, Mother McCoy. Capri. Oh, my, I'm sorry, Mr. Peter, but she was snooping around trying to find out how Teddy had a new mother if you weren't married.
Oh, great Scott. And she'll go home and put the same question to her husband.
Well, let her. If she gets no more satisfaction from him than she did from me, there's no harm done.
Oh, but, Nora, don't you see?
Yes. Yes, I do see, Mr. Peter. Now, I don't mean to be talking out of turn, but I think it's time you saw a few things, too.
Me? What kind of things? Oh, that must be Daphne and Teddy. Perhaps we'd better drop this subject till later, Nora.
Well, I'll be in the kitchen, then, if you want me.
And boy, that part where the all-horse really galloped across the canyon. Who was that exciting?
I like that part, Teddy.
Hi, Pete. Boy, did we ever see a super movie.
Saturday afternoon at the Western.
Oh, so that's where you've been.
Sure, we always go to cowboy movies on Saturday afternoon. What do you think, Pete? Man, Daphne knew in a great big car saw us walking to the movies and gave us a ride.
Oh, Teddy, I told you he was just an old school friend. He sells cars like that and thought you looked like a prospective customer.
Oh, yeah, I bet. Anyway, Petey told Daphne how pretty she looked and asked her to dinner tonight. And I told her she could go.
And you said she could go.
Yes, Teddy gave me the night off since he's going out himself tonight. And incidentally, young man, if you're going to a birthday dinner at 6, you'd better be heading for the bathtub.
Oh, that.
Yes, that. Now, run along. I'm going in to talk to Nora a few minutes before I go. You behave yourself tonight. I'll see you tomorrow.
Okay, Daphne. Bye. Hey, Pete, come on in and see if I get my ears clean. I'll tell you about the cowboy show. Gee, you should have come with us. It was so well.
I'm beginning to wish I had. Daphne, there's something I'd like to tell you while Teddy's not here.
What is it, Peter? You sound so serious.
Yes, well, it's that I expect to be married soon.
Married? Why, Peter, I had no idea you... Well, I mean that... Well, may I ask to whom?
Oh, yes, certainly. Her name is Miss Sarah Mantell. She's a nice, quiet girl from my department at the college. She's been interested in the research I've been doing on the Greek tragedies. She loves children, and I'm sure Teddy will like her.
Does Teddy know about this?
Oh, no, indeed. But he has met Miss Mantell. She's been here to dinner before you came, that is.
Oh, I see.
I know it may seem a bit sudden to you, but, well, perhaps Nora told you Mrs. Sidney was here last week.
Yes, she did.
Well, as a result of that visit, I was called in to see Mr. Sidney, my department head. He made it pretty clear to me what he thought of our situation here.
Our situation? For heaven's sake, what situation? I still live with my father. I come and go every morning and evening like a secretary or a nurse. And if Teddy chooses to think of me as a mother, I can't see where it concerns Mr. Sidney or anybody else.
But hang it all, Daphne. You wouldn't take a regular weekly salary as I suggested when you first came to us. And it does make it seem so strange to... Oh, well, it doesn't really matter now, Mr. Sidney. Well, I do need a wife, and Teddy does need a real mother.
And it took Mr. Sidney to show you the light, is that it?
Well, I don't know. I just don't think much about these things, I guess.
No, I guess you don't. Well, I'll tell Teddy goodbye when you break your news to him.
I was having so much fun with Daphne from my mother. I just want to go marry some old ancient great.
Oh, Faith, now, Teddy, there's nobody more than me who could be wishing it was her, and not the other one that your father fell in love with.
There's something else he talked about when he told me. Well, if he's going to fall in love, why doesn't he fall in love with Daphne?
Oh, sure, and she is, Teddy. But then, how do we know Miss Daphne could love Mr. Peter, even if he did fall in love with her?
I'm going over to Daphne's house right now and ask her to be in love with Pete. I'll bet you'll do it for me.
Peter.
Good evening, Daphne. He's here, isn't he?
Yes, he's here. Come in.
Thank you, Daphne. I'll only stay a minute.
Well, come on in. Teddy dropped off to sleep in the library, so I closed the door. Sit down. You look tired.
Oh, thank you. I don't know what to say, except that I guess you've won. And that if he can't have both of us, he'd rather have you.
Have me? What are you talking about? I don't understand.
Well, the fact that Teddy's here should make you understand everything.
Teddy's been here before. He hasn't done any choosing between us.
But Nora left this note.
What did she say?
Here, read it.
Mr. Peter, if you get home before I get back, I'm over visiting a while with our neighbors, Mrs. Layton. Teddy's gone to Daphne. I couldn't stop him. Do what you think best about going after him, Nora.
I didn't actually come to get him if he'd rather stay with you, but I thought we should talk about it.
Oh, but Peter, this doesn't mean anything. It's just Nora's wording. Teddy didn't come to see me because he wanted to live here with me.
He didn't?
Oh, heavens, no. But I don't think I'll tell you why he did come. He was more tired than he knew, and he dropped off to sleep a few minutes ago. I was just about to phone you to come get him when you knocked at the door.
Oh, I'm very grateful, Daphne. I was afraid I'd lost him.
Oh, you could never lose him, Peter. He loves you, all Greeks and all.
But he loves you too, Daphne, and so do I.
What?
I've loved you all these weeks I've been watching you with Teddy, but it was so clear that you didn't love me because of my work.
Oh, Peter.
I can't help it, Daphne. I have to tell
you. No, don't. You shouldn't.
I could never marry Miss Mantell. I couldn't even ask her to marry me.
But you said that...
I said I expected to get married soon, and I did. I thought she was the answer, even if I didn't love her. But I couldn't ask her. I love you, Daphne. I've never loved anyone before. Do you mind if I'm in love with you?
Oh, Peter Downing, of course I mind. I mind very much. If you don't intend to do something about it.
But I will do something about it. I'll worship you for the rest of my life.
Worship me like a Greek goddess on a pedestal, perhaps?
Oh, you're lovely enough to be a Greek goddess.
Oh, and I'm named for one, I know. But I don't want to be treated like one. If you really do love me, why don't you ask me to marry you? Why don't you ask me to love you in return? I'm alive, Peter, not something between the pages of a book on Greek history. Here, hold my hand, Peter. Touch me.
But Daphne...
Touch me. I'm not going to turn into one of those legendary laurel trees like the goddess Daphne. Oh, Peter... Put your arms around me. I'm as bad as Teddy. I adore you. Ancient Greeks and all. I thought you'd never discover that I was actually alive and waiting for you.
Oh, Daphne. Daphne, my dearest.
Oh, that was worth waiting for, Peter.
Teddy.
Hello, Pete. You two woke me up out here. But I'm glad, because I heard what you said. Oh, we're going to be an awful happy family, aren't we, Mother?
Yes, Teddy, darling. The happiest family since at least 300 B.C.
Now, here is our director, Les Mitchell.
And here's our star, Gail Patrick. Gail, you lived up to the introduction I gave you at the beginning of the program. You were great as always.
Thank you, Les. I enjoyed it very much myself.
Now, Gail, I'd like to...
Les, is this where you go into the part of the program where you ask the star where she got her start in show business and all that sort of stuff?
Yes, I guess so.
Well, I'd much rather talk about...
About Gail Patrick's Enchanted Cottage?
You're so right.
Okay. I know you sell clothes for kids there.
Well, let's say, for Hollywood Smarter Young Set, we offer custom-made clothes. We try to encourage a style sense in the glamour girls and handsome leading men of the future.
Uh-huh. Any predictions for the Oscar winners of, say, 1968?
Well, I wouldn't want to go that far out on a limb, but we do think that some of our customers may well rival their famous parents. Mm-hmm. There are Jane Wyman's two charming kiddies, 3-year-old Michael Reagan and his 7-year-old sister, Maureen, Ann Rutherford's little dolly, Gloria May, Alana Ladd, Dorothy L'Amour's handsome young Ridgely Howard, Lana Turner's daughter Cheryl Crane, and, oh, quite a few others I could tell you about.
Sounds like an interesting sideline, Gail, and I'm sure our audience will be happy to know that at least one Hollywood lovely springs out of bed at 7 in the morning to go to business.
Oh, silly boy. I'm happy to say that I have a very good partner who opens up in the morning, Les, but I am active in the business.
I can see that you're active, Gail. If you weren't, you wouldn't have gotten this plug-in for the shop.
Why, Les, I wouldn't think of actually advertising Gail Patrick's Enchanted Cottage.
It's all right, Gail.
Thanks, Les. And thanks for having me on the show. It was a real pleasure working with you, with wonderful Leon Ledoux, who played Teddy, and with the rest of the cast, too.
Thank you, Gail Patrick.
In the cast, you heard Gail Patrick as Daphne, Frank Martin as Peter, Leon Ledoux as Teddy, Isabel Randolph as Nora, and June Martell as Mrs. Sidney. Teddy Battles the Ancients was written by Marjorie Barnaby, edited by Bud Lesser, produced and directed by Les Mitchell, who is here also as your host.
We're always a little sad when we have to ring down the curtain on another one of our radio theater presentations. But we cheer ourselves with the thought that we'll be back again next week. We hope you'll all be listening each and every week to the fine plays we've selected for you.
Les, isn't it about time you hand the directorial reins to Madeline and act in one of our shows again?
Well, now that you mention it, Van, I'm looking for a good, strong story for myself. You see, I take no chances. I want to be sure of the support of a fine script.
And Lorene Tuttle?
And by all means, Lorene Tuttle, Van.
Gail Patrick can be seen in the Republic picture Inside Story. Van Desitel speaking.